I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The First Amendment to the Constitution reads in part,
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
For nearly 100 years after the First Amendment was ratified, there was little controversy regarding the Free Exercise Clause. That changed in 1878 when George Reynolds, a Mormon who lived in what was then the territory of Utah, married Amelia Jane Schofield while still married to Mary Ann Tudenham. The Utah Territorial District Court found Reynolds guilty of bigamy and sentenced him to 2 years in prison. The case was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled unanimously to uphold the conviction. Among the concerns of the court was that the Free Exercise Clause could be interpreted to permit such practices as human sacrifice. The argument that such practice is a necessary part of one's religion could have the effect of permitting every citizen to become a law unto himself, as the court stated. Congress can make no laws as to conscience, the court ruled, but it can make laws as to actions. Along with the freedoms enshrined in our Constitution comes also risk. The proper management of risk is essential to success in business and in life. That's why Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professionals are happy to sit down with you for a no-cost, comprehensive review of your coverage. Set an appointment at HibbsHallmark.com.